Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on designing and arranging a raga cut in Ableton Live 12 for drum and bass, but not just as a vocal chop. We're building a real old system, something that behaves like an instrument, answers the drums, locks with the bass, and carries energy through the whole tune. If you're making darker rollers, jungle influence DNB, neuro-adjacent pressure, or just want to hook with attitude, this technique is gold. A good raga cut can do a lot at once. It can define the drop, act like percussion, create tension, and give the track a signature phrase people remember after one listen. So instead of thinking, I've got a vocal sample, think, I've got a rhythmic narrator. Start at 174 BPM. That keeps us in proper DNB territory and makes the phrasing feel urgent. Pick a source sample with strong character. You want something short, punchy, and full of consonants. Words like selecta, badman, sound, or any shout-style phrase with clear attack are perfect. Long singing phrases usually don't work as well here, because we want the vocal to feel percussive. Drag the sample into an audio track and open the clip view. First job is warping. If the phrase is punchy and rhythmic, use beats mode. If it has more sustained tone and you want smoother pitch handling, try Complex Pro. The main thing is to lock it tightly to the grid without killing the human feel. Raga energy comes from that little bit of swagger, so don't sterilize it. Take a moment to place the transient markers carefully, especially around the consonants. Those little attacks are going to become your rhythmic weapons later. Now for the fun part. Slice it into a playable instrument. Right-click the sample and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the vocal has clear syllables, slice by transients. If you want a more grid-based feel, use 1/8 or 1/16. Ableton will build a drum rack from those slices, which is exactly what we want. Now this vocal can be played like drums. Rename the rack, color-code the important slices, and organize them by function. You might have a main call hit, a response hit, a breath or noise slice, a reverse pickup, and maybe one longer vowel tail. The big advanced move here is to not keep every slice. Less is usually more. A raga cut often works best with a small vocabulary, repeated in different ways. If you want extra flexibility, duplicate the drum rack chain and build two layers. One layer can stay dry, punchy, and upfront. The second layer can be filtered, delayed, or reversed. That gives you immediate arrangement contrast. You can keep the second layer muted in the intro, then bring it in later like a surprise. Now open the simpler devices inside the drum rack and shape each slice. Trim the start so the consonant hits immediately. Trim unnecessary tails unless the slice needs space. Add tiny fades to avoid clicks. And if the sample is in a musical key, tune the most important slices strategically. You do not need every hit to be perfectly pitched. In fact, that can make it feel too tidy. Usually you only need two or three pitch centers. Maybe your main call sits on the root, your response goes to the fifth or octave, and a throwaway phrase gets nudged up or down a semitone for tension. That little bit of movement gives the vocal personality. Now let's turn the rack into a real performance instrument. Add an instrument rack or macro rack around it and map some useful controls. Put filter cutoff on one macro. Put resonance on another. Map saturation drive, reverb send, delay feedback, and maybe the transpose of the main call hit. This means you can move the whole vocal system from dry and upfront to band limited and tense, then into echo throw territory, then into dirty degraded grit, all without rebuilding the patch every time. That's the advanced mindset here. Build energy states. You want the vocal rack to have clear modes: dry statement, pressured reply, dubby fallout, dirty alternate. That way your arrangement can evolve fast. Now we write the phrase as rhythm, not just content. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip at 174 BPM. Keep it sparse at first. Maybe place the main call on bar 1 beat 2, then a response fragment around beat 3. On bar 2, bring back a stronger hit on beat 1, and maybe a pickup before the end of the bar. Don't fill every space. The empty gaps matter. This is where DNB groove really comes alive. The vocal should feel like it's playing with the snare and kick, not floating over the track. If your drum pattern has a classic halftime snare on beat 3, try placing the call before the snare, then let the snare answer it. Leave a little breathing room after the snare so the bass can speak. That call and response feeling is the whole game. Use note lengths to shape the energy. Short 1/16 hits feel urgent and percussive. Slightly longer 1/8 notes give emphasis. Very short re-triggers can almost become drum hits. Add a few ghost notes with lower velocity or lower chain volume, especially around the snare backbeat. Those tiny hits can feel like breath, chatter, or shaker-like movement. And here's a subtle but powerful point. Microtining matters a lot in RAGA phrasing. Sometimes one hit feels better a few milliseconds early, while the answer feels better a touch late. Don't overquantize everything. Nudge individual MIDI notes a little if needed. That slight asymmetry can make the whole cut feel alive, like someone toasting on a rhythm rather than a loop being triggered by a robot. Next, we start building contrast with filtering and space. Create two return tracks, one with a short reverb, like a plate or small room, another with an echo or dub delay. Keep the main RAGA cut pretty dry in the drop. Too much wash will blur the hook, and D&B needs clarity. Use the sends for specific moments, especially at the end of phrases. Put an auto filter on the vocal group or after the rack. In the intro, high pass it so it feels like a tease. During the drop, open it up for aggression. In a switch up or breakdown, low pass it for a phone-like or dubplate texture. You can automate the cutoff so the vocal opens on downbeats and closes on pickups. That kind of motion gives the phrase shape. Also, automate the reverb send on the last word of a phrase. Throw the echo only on certain moments. Maybe add a little resonance bump on one key hit so it barks. These are punctuation marks, not constant motion. That's an important production lesson. Automate the interesting moments, not everything all the time. If the stereo field gets messy, use utility on the vocal group. In low energy sections, you can narrow the width all the way down if the sample is smearing the image. Keep the lead hits solid and mono friendly, and let the atmosphere live in the returns. Now let's make sure the vocal sits with the drums and bass properly. Route the RAGA cut to its own group. Keep the bass separate. This matters a lot in D&B. The vocal and the sub must never fight. Use a Q8 on the vocal group to high pass around 120 to 180 Hz and remove low junk. If the vocal is clashing with the snare crack or the bass presence, make a gentle dip somewhere in the 2.5 to 4.5 kHz range. If it's too fizzy, maybe a slight shelf cut above 8 or 10 kHz. On the bass side, carve space where the vocal is most aggressive. If the vocal's formants are strongest in the mids, make a small dip there on the bass harmonic layer. Keep the sub clean and mono below about 120 Hz. If needed, add gentle compression or glue compression on the vocal group with subtle sidechain behavior from the drum bus. You don't want obvious pumping, just a little 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction so the vocal breathes with the drums. That tiny bit of ducking can make the vocal feel embedded in the groove instead of sitting on top of it. Now for some grit. Duplicate the vocal group and resample a performance pass to a new audio track. Process that resampled layer more aggressively. Add saturator, maybe a little overdrive, a touch of redux for alias-like edge, or even grain delay if you want torn-up texture. Blend it underneath the clean layer. You're not trying to destroy the vocal, just give it that rough sound system character. A really useful parallel move is drum bus on a duplicate or return chain. Keep it low in the mix, but it can add thickness and consonant bite. If the vocal still feels a bit soft, try adding attack through transient shaping or a little amp coloration rather than just EQ. A small amount of preamp-style crunch can make the cut feel like it was pushed through a serious rig. Now let's arrange it like a real tune. Think in 8-bar phrases. D&B arrangement needs clear tension and release. So maybe the intro is a filtered tease with percussion only. Then the build gets more chopped calls. The first drop uses the main RAGA motif with breathing room. Then the next 8 bars can flip into a variation, maybe a pitch-shifted answer, a reverse pickup, or a halftime pause. After that, give us a breakdown with isolated vocal, delay, and filtered atmosphere. Then bring the second drop in heavier, with denser call and response and more drum edits. A good DJ-friendly move is to leave the first 16 or 32 bars with a clean enough intro for mixing, then place the full RAGA statement right where the drop needs to land. And for the outro, strip it back enough that another tune can mix in smoothly, but leave a little vocal fingerprint so the track still has identity. Here's the pro-level arrangement advice. Don't automate constant movement. Automate punctuation. Open the filter on the first hit of a new section. Throw delay on the last word before the drop. Use a reverse slice into a snare fill. Swell the reverb in a breakdown tail. Maybe drop the pitch or flip an octave for a final bar accent. But keep it selective. A strong arrangement usually changes one important thing every 4 or 8 bars. That keeps the listener oriented while still evolving. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overchop the sample until it loses identity. Keep one or two recognizable phrases intact. That anchor is important. Don't let the vocal fight the snare or bass in the mids. Make space with EQ and good routing. Don't drown the drop in reverb. Use short sends and save bigger space for transitions. Don't make every slice the same volume. Use velocity, clip gain, and chain level so the phrasing has hierarchy. And definitely check mono compatibility if you've used stereo delay or widening. DNB systems can reveal phase issues fast. If you're going heavier and darker, a few extra tricks help a lot. Try a very low volume reverse version of the main slice before the snare. That sucking feel is nasty in a good way. Use echo in mono or narrow stereo so you get dubplate depth without crowding the sides. If the vocal feels too clean, resample it through saturator and drum bus, then chop the printed audio again. That can add a much more lived-in, system-like texture. Also, don't forget the consonants. In Raga Cuts, the T, K, P, S, and breath noises are basically percussion. Shape those like drum transients. In fact, sometimes those are the most important rhythmic elements in the whole hook.